The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9. Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial right here on North Shore 104.9. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. It is now Sunday, December 29th, just a couple more days until the ball drops in Times Square. We'll be heading off into 2014. Hard to believe, but yes, the years tick by. You know, it's amazing how many people say, geez, I can't believe how fast the year went by. Well, I assure you, this year didn't go any faster than the years prior. They continue to move along pretty much at the same pace. It's how we decide to adapt to each of the years and how we begin to make the most of every single day that we have within every year. I hope you had a wonderful 2013. I hope 2014 is even better for you, filled with happiness and lots of prosperity. We're here at North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I am here each and every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30 in the morning, delivering financial advice in a language you can understand. It's my pleasure to be here, reaching out to each and every person here in the North Shore, the southern New Hampshire area, the Merrimack Valley. I just enjoy so much having the opportunity to share pieces of advice and wisdom to you, especially in a period of time when personal finance seems to be at such a heightened topic in everybody's life. You know, the market has been up so significantly in 2013, and there are plenty of worries as to what the market could bring for 2014. Frankly, for me, I'm not too concerned about it, to tell you the truth, and we'll share a little bit of those thoughts later on in our show. But today, you know, it's just, like I said, a few more days until New Year's Day, New Year's Eve around the corner. I don't know if you're going to go into town to see the ice sculptures. I know I always used to go in to check out the ice sculptures on the 31st. There's all sorts of things to do right in Boston, but I know right here in Beverly, whether you go to Newburyport, go to Gloucester, all sorts of towns in the area have all sorts of New Year's Eve festivities. It's a great thing to do with the family, and you know, hey, it might not even be that cold. It might not even be that cold. So get out there, have a good time. Well, one of the things that a lot of people begin to think about is, what is my New Year's resolution going to be for 2014? Now, I know that everybody thinks about heading off to the gym because, you know, on January 2nd, January 3rd, and January 4th, you can barely find a space on the treadmill. Everybody is there. Everybody's chugging away. But by the time February 11th or 12th comes rolling around, by the time Valentine's Day comes around, you've pretty much given up. That's not me saying that. You know, ask any health club around. Did you know that 60% of people who own a health club membership never go to the gym? You know, it's a pretty, you might think, wow, that's a pretty good deal. It's only 10 bucks, 20 bucks a month for me to go to the gym. That's because you've been subsidized by all the people that don't go to the gym. So there's always a space for you from February and beyond. So my recommendation to you, my smart money tip of the week, here it is don't go to the gym in January. Why waste the time? Because you'll walk into the gym in January, you'll see all these people on the treadmill, and you'll go, ah, forget it, I'm turning around. So make your New Year's resolution to begin losing weight in February, not in January. Here's the New Year's resolution you need to keep. And I will tell you, 60% of people that commit to this resolution hold on to this commitment of a resolution for a lot longer than they do trying to lose weight, and that is trying to get their financial house in order. In the month of January, our office is inundated with phone calls from lots of people who say, now is the time. I'm ready. It's time for me to get started, for me to put my financial house in order. And we're delighted to meet with so many people. We're prepared for it. We're well prepared to have those meetings, to meet lots of folks. Because, you know, as the year has closed up here in December, we've wrapped up a lot of little things that have been going on. And so we prepare ourselves for January to meet new clients, to meet new people that have been listening to the radio show, to meet new people just in the community and those that have been referred to our office, because it's an important time. Look, there's a lot of folks. Every day, 10,000 people turn 65 years old. You could be one of them this year. this could be the year when you turn 65. And you know what that means? You're thinking about retirement. You're a little nervous about retirement. You're beginning to consider what life might look like when the paycheck doesn't come in. And, you know, as a financial planner, that is really the sweet spot of what we do. It isn't really about picking the investments, because I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Picking investments, it's the easiest part of my business. Now, there's a lot of financial advisors that will make you think that it's rocket science, that will make you think that you need to, you know, have a degree in brain surgery in order to do investment planning correctly. But you don't. Investment planning, investment management, frankly, is pretty easy. You know what the hard part is, though? The hard part is managing your emotions when it comes time to make decisions around your money. That's when something steps in that prevents you from making a smart decision, from making a mistake, or being a little overzealous about investing. Look, we're in a situation right now where the stock market is, frankly, at its all-time high. It's over 16,000. Remember when we started this year? It was a little closer to 13,000 when the market started. Now we're at 16,000, 3,000 points or more than that that we've picked up on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We're up more than 22% for the year. And you know what the outlook is for next year on the Dow and the S&P? The outlook right now is to be in the low double digits. No, I didn't say single digits. I said low double digits. That means that the prospect right now for the market for 2014 is to be up somewhere between 10 and 15%. And a lot of people believe that that's a conservative investment. I mean, a conservative outlook, I should say. I'm a little bit worried when people seem to think that they're going to get the kinds of returns that they got last year. But the potential is there. But here's the problem. There's a lot of people that wait until they get a good five-year number before they start investing. Look, there's more money in cash than there has ever been before in the local banks. The banks are loving that. They will take your money hand over fist and pay you nothing. They'll pay you less than 0.25%. I think some people are getting 0.001 or 0.007%. It's ridiculously low. But people will continue to hoard money at the bank because it's safe. Well, what happens? History suggests this. This isn't over the past 10 years, but this is over the past 70 years. People look at the five-year average of mutual funds. And you know what's going to happen on March of this year? All of a sudden, 2007, 2008, and 2009 is going to drop off. Those are those lousy years when the market went down almost 45, 50%. If you think about it, we're going to head into 2014. Subtract 2014 to 2009, and you've got 5 years right there. And March of 2009, that was the low point. So after March of this upcoming year, you're going to see five-year average numbers that are in the 10, 12, 15, 18% range. That's something that's going to be an awakening for a lot of people who are finally nervous about saying, hey, I can't keep my money in the bank anymore. I've got to make and do something different. And there's a lot of money, I'm telling you, starting spring, summer of this year, where dollars are going to go rushing into the market, and the market is going to shoot upward. Now, it'll probably be a fake upward movement, and we've got to be prepared. We've got to recognize the fact that it's not likely to stay at that level. It could go back to that level, don't get me wrong, but we're likely to see some volatility come the summer and the fall of this year. The big question will be, will you be hanging around to sustain the ups and downs, or are you going to try to time the market? When we get back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the risks of timing the market and other things that happen within the market when people try to get a little bit tricky with it. They try to think they can beat the system. And also, when we get back, I'm going to introduce you to a special guest that I have with me today. My daughter, Alana Friedman, is in studio with me. It's, you know, it's Christmas break, and she wanted to hang out with her dad today because she couldn't think of anything else to do on a Sunday morning at 7:30. Now, look, a sophomore in high school, this kid actually decided to roll out of bed 7:30 to be here at 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday. That is absolute pure dedication and a true sign of love for her father. And I couldn't be more delighted to have my daughter Alana with me. When we come back, you're going to get to hear the sweet and beautiful voice coming from Alana Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Have you ever given much thought to how you'll spend money in retirement once the paycheck stops? Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Isn't it strange that no one ever taught us how to spend money in retirement? For more than four decades, we've helped retirees develop spending plans so that life in retirement isn't about living on a fixed income. At Friedman Financial, we help you take control of your financial life. We'll help you organize your investment accounts, 401ks, IRAs, and annuities, so together we can build a successful retirement plan. If now's the time to get serious about your retirement, we're here to help. To request an information kit or to schedule a complimentary initial consultation, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered financial advisor.
Tickets to Bill Haney's North Shore Music Theater make the perfect holiday gift. Always the right size, always the right color, and always appreciated. The extraordinary 2014 season will begin in June with Cole Porter's timeless musical Anything Goes.
Anything Goes.
Then Journey Under the Sea with a spectacular production of Disney's The Little Mermaid. This will be followed by the rockin' 50s musical Grease. The season continues with the sexy mega-hit musical Chicago and concludes with the triumphant return of the world's most popular musical, Les Miserables. Becoming a North Shore Music Theater subscriber is the only way to ensure you will have tickets to these five blockbuster shows. Give yourself or someone you love the gift of the best live theater around. North Shore Music Theater subscriptions, gift certificates, and tickets are on sale now. Just log on to nsmt.org.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial in Peabody and host of Dollars and Cents. Do you like what you're hearing on today's show? Does our approach to financial planning make sense to you? If you answered yes, then I'd like to learn more about your financial goals and objectives. You see, our team at Friedman Financial can help you put your financial house in order and keep your focus on the big picture. Sure, we manage money for you, but if you're like most of our clients, you want someone who provides advice in all areas of your financial life, too. Think of us as your rational sounding board for financial questions and direction. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial plan, we're here to help you with the strategies to get you there. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
If I had $1 million, if I had $1 million.
Well, welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. It's about 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I am in studio this morning with my beautiful and lovely sophomore daughter, Alana Friedman. Alana, say hi to the audience. She's just giggling so much.
Hi.
All right, thanks. Nice job, Alana. Well, we had to roll Alana out of bed this morning to make it here at 7:30, but she was very excited, very, very excited to come in this morning. She made me stop at Starbucks along the way because I am just the nicest dad in the world. Am I not the nicest dad of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of conviction behind that. Thank you very much, Alana. I'm sure the audience is thrilled to know that that you're here with me today, and we're going to be talking about a variety of different things. One of the things that you said, Alana, that you wanted to talk about was a particular topic. Do you remember what that topic was? Dead air doesn't work on the radio.
Which one?
You had one topic. We drove in all day. What did you fall asleep on the ride? What was the topic we were going to talk about?
Does money buy happiness?
Well, what do you think, Alana? Does money buy happiness?
It depends. Like what type of happiness?
I don't know. I'm asking. Like, you're the one that asked.
No, it depends what type of happiness are you.
Well, tell me what goes through your head. If someone asks you the question, does money buy you happiness, how would you respond to that?
Probably yes.
Okay. Tell me why.
Because.
You're honest, at least.
Well, because, if you won $1 million, wouldn't you be happy? And you'd rather have $1 million than nothing. And, yeah.
Is that all that it takes to make you happy, is money?
No, I mean, and then you could, buy stuff and, go places and meet people and stuff. It's but also you can be happy without money, too.
How can you be happy without money?
Because, I don't know. Some people don't have a lot of money and they're still happy, even though they don't have a lot of money.
But if someone said to you, we hear the term money and we hear rich and we hear wealth. What does it mean to be rich, Alana?
There's like two different types of rich, isn't there?
I don't know.
Like,
you tell me.
Well, like most people think rich is just like people with a lot of money that live in a mansion, and I don't know.
But what? Maybe. What's the other type of rich?
I forget.
You forget?
Yeah. I forget.
I think you're a little nervous. It is early in the morning this morning, and you probably haven't finished your froofy little frappuccino, little latte, delicious drink that you like. I just get a plain black coffee, and it works just fine for me. You know, it's all we did talk about this last week, actually, was this concept of rich, and what does it mean to be rich? And when you ask somebody, you know, what does it mean when you're asking somebody about income? You think about the income that you're earning right now, and you say, what would you have to earn to feel like you're rich? And let's say, let me ask you this question before I give you the answer to the question, Alana. If someone's making $30,000 a year, are they rich?
No, maybe. I don't know. Is that a lot?
Well, you see, you don't even know.
I don't know.
That's right. Well, the thing is everything is relative. You answered my question perfectly, because you don't know the answer to that. If I said, I'm going to pay you $10 an hour, because I think that's how teenagers generally think right now is hourly wage. If I paid you $10 an hour, is that a lot of money?
Yeah.
Okay. But if I asked an adult, if I went to go up, ask any 40-year-old walking down the street and say, hey, I'd love to pay you $10 an hour, would that person feel like it's a lot?
No.
Why not?
Because they need a lot more things than teenagers. Teenagers, all they need is, like, money for shopping and stuff.
That's all you need money for?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. What do you think adults need money for?
Well, they need money to, like, keep their home in good condition, mm-hmm. and to buy stuff for their family and food and stuff.
Yeah, well, one of the things we were talking about on the way over here was your, and I'm not picking on you, I'm picking on just teenagers in general, in how unaware you are of just basic costs of goods, right? Like I had asked you, Alana, what do you think a dozen eggs cost? And what did you tell me?
What was it? $12.
Right. Why'd you come up with $12 for a dozen eggs?
A dollar an egg.
A dollar an egg is what you thought it cost.
Yeah.
And what did I tell you?
$2. So I said $2 an egg, and then you said no.
$2
a dozen.
So between around $2 a dozen, yeah. You can sometimes get. But how much do eggs cost in our house, Alana?
Like.
How much do eggs cost at our house?
I don't know, like $50 an egg.
What? $50 an egg?
The chicken coop was pretty expensive.
Oh, that's right. We have chickens at our house, and we have a chicken coop. And yes, we spend a lot of money for that chicken coop. So sometimes we say that the eggs cost sometimes $50 an egg. But in reality, over time, when we do recoup our costs, how much are eggs going to cost us?
Free.
Free eggs. Free eggs. And hey, if you happen to be listening to the show and you'd like some free eggs, well, I don't have enough chickens right now to provide free eggs. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. As a listener of the show, and I'm going to promote this today, both in this segment, the next segment, and the last segment, I'm going to give a listener of this show the opportunity to win a prize. I am. Is that okay if I give him a chance to win a prize?
What, like an egg?
No, I'm not going to send him an egg. I'm going to do better than that. You see, if you listened to the show last week, you heard about what I thought was the hottest Christmas present of the year called a halo. And I happen to have a couple extra halos in my office. And the halo is this portable phone charger that is unbelievable. You take this phone charger. You take this little stick. It looks like a lipstick container with a little opening on the end. And it comes with this cord that plugs into the back of the lipstick and then spreads out into four extra cords. So you can plug in your iPhone 4, your iPhone 5, your Google device, anything that has a USB plug. You can plug them all in together. You can charge them all. It holds 2.5 times of a charge. You're going to love this device. If you want this device, if you want to be considered as a winner, here's what you need to do. You need to go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Just go into the website. You'll see where you can put in your name, and in this little comment box, just write in there, Halo, or something that I know that you're interested in the Halo. And of all the people that write in to me this weekend, I will pick one person, and you will be shipped a Halo as a special New Year's gift for you. So if you want one, you can actually, if you want to check out what these Halo things look like, go to the website Halo 2 Cloud. That's Halo, the number 2, cloud.com. And I'll be happy to provide that to you. So, Alana, let's go back to what we were talking about a minute ago, the reality of what things cost. The reality of what things cost. Okay, let's pick another item that I'm going to ask you. What do you think this costs? Okay, what does a pound of hamburger cost?
$5.50.
Well, that's not bad. $5 a pound? You can certainly find hamburger for $5 a pound. How much does a box of cereal cost?
$1.50.
I think that's a lot more than that. I think sometimes cereals can cost $3, $4, and $5 a box. What do you think of that? How much does a box of macaroni and cheese cost?
I don't know.
Come on, give me a guess. Come on, a little enthusiasm. It's early in the morning. Wake up, slap a... Come on, wake up. Come on. How much does a box of macaroni and cheese cost, Alana?
$2.
Actually, there's probably even less than that, believe it or not.
But shouldn't cereal and like mac and cheese cost like the same?
That's a very good question. Well, that's all a matter of packaging and pricing that's done by each of the distributors and manufacturers of these products. But what I'm trying to explain to you, though, Alana, is that there is a reality check that I think teenagers need to have on what things cost. Like, you know, if I were to tell you right now, what does it cost to download a song from iTunes?
I don't listen to iTunes. I listen to Pandora.
Okay.
So I don't know. That's for free. That's why.
That's why.
It's free music.
Every teenager would know that, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
How much does it cost? I know. Alana, how much does it cost to buy one of your frappy, froopy, frothy drinks at Starbucks?
Frappuccino. And it's, I don't know, like $5 something.
Does that make sense that it should cost $5 to get a little fruity, frothy drink?
Well, Starbucks, it's expensive, but at like Dunkin' Donuts, it's like $2 or something.
So why should we go to Starbucks to get you the drinks?
I prefer Dunkin' Donuts, but I don't know. Everyone else in the family likes Starbucks, so I just go there.
Oh, so now you're putting it back on me.
I don't know.
Thanks. All right, so I was talking about what was rich. Remember we were talking about the term rich? And we were talking about what does it mean to be rich? One of the questions that was asked to a lot of people around this country was, if you were, whatever your earnings are right now, how much more would you need to earn to feel like you were rich? And the answer that pretty much everybody gave was twice what you're making right now. If you were making twice what you're making right now, you'd say, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm feeling pretty good financially. But one of the things that I try to teach people about, and it's coming up in the book that I'm going to be rolling out in July of this year called Retirement Planning for the Genius. One of the things we talk about is the fact that how much you make holds no bearing at all as it relates to wealth. It's how much you keep. Because I tell the story in my book about these two individuals. One happens to be a surgeon who makes $650,000 a year. And there's another individual who's an engineer at General Electric, and he makes about $108,000 a year. Now, both of them have been working for 35 years. They're both in their 60s. The engineer, who's making $100,000 a year, has accumulated $1.5 million between his 401k, his personal savings, and everything else he's put away. And he also put three kids through school, though they went to state schools. The surgeon has no children. He's married, made $650,000 a year. Today, his total net worth, not including his house, is $150,000. Now, you might say to yourself, well, it was pretty impressive for him to walk around all puffy-chested out to say, hey, I'm making $650,000. But you know what? At 65 years old, this surgeon can't retire. He doesn't have the ability to retire because he never bothered to put money away. He wanted to impress people so much by having memberships in three different country clubs and having a fancy house down in Naples, Florida, and also having a fancy house up in one of the pristine areas up here in New England. He didn't plan appropriately. He didn't plan for his future. And so what I'm telling you is when you begin to think about what is wealth, what is prosperity, what does it mean to have a lot of money, it's not about what you make, it's about what you keep. And how you manage that money for the future. Now, I'm not saying put all of your money away for a rainy day and never spend any of it today. I hope you'll find a balance between the two. If you need help finding a balance between the two, that's where a financial planner can really fit in. And I'd be delighted to give you the opportunity to learn more about that and to see how we might be able to help you. If you'd like to talk with us, we are scheduling appointments right now for January and February because it's a great time to get that New Year's resolution underway. Our phone number at the office is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit the website if you'd like. The website is friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Just as a reminder to you, for any of our listeners today, I am giving away a special free gift for the end of the year, a special prize to somebody. It is a portable cell phone charger put out by a company called Halo. It is the hottest item out there in small electronics right now. They sold more than 600,000 of these items on QVC just a couple months ago. It is the number one selling product. They sold more of these items on QVC than any other product this entire year. You can find them in Staples. You can find them in Office Max. And I have Halos in my office that I want to send one to you. If you go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com, put in your email address, write in the word Halo in the comment section, you could be the big winner this year. This item retails for $50 in Staples and Office Max, but for you, if you're selected, it is free. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Alana and see what other nuggets of wisdom we can pull out of her and see if we can wake her up a little bit because it's still a little early here at the studio. And so I want to thank Alana for being here, and we'll get her back on the air in just a second. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
How was the food at your last event? Was it memorable in a good way? When it's time to plan your next event, let Simply Elegant Catering structure a menu that will bring rave reviews from your guests. With 20 years' experience in off-site catering, Simply Elegant Catering has the knowledge, equipment, and staff to put together an event to remember. Let Simply Elegant Catering be the caterer of choice for your next event. You can view the many options that they offer by visiting their website at simplyelegantcatering.biz. From the North Shore to Boston and throughout the Merrimack Valley, they'll help make your next gathering an event to remember. For an appointment, call Simply Elegant Catering at 978-372-7329. That's 978-372-7329. Their website is simplyelegantcatering.biz. That's simplyelegantcatering.biz.
Hi, this is Alana Friedman, the daughter of Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. On behalf of my entire family, season's greetings for a happy, healthy, and prosperous new year. Oh yeah, and thanks for listening to my dad on the radio, too. Every week, he looks forward to delivering financial advice in a language you can understand.
Thanks, Alana. New Year's is a time for reflection, celebration, and resolution. At Friedman Financial, we've been providing objective, independent financial advice to individuals and families on the North Shore and the surrounding communities for more than 45 years. If now is the time to get serious about your financial plan, I'd be honored to meet with you in our Peabody offices for a free initial consultation. We're now scheduling New Year's resolution appointments at our office for January and February. So give us a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us on the web at friedmanfinancial.com.
Belgrade Hardscapes is the nation's leading brand of pavers, and for good reason. With endless durability and a classic look that never goes out of style, the Belgrade collection is ideal whether you're building an outdoor living room, kitchen, driveway, or pool deck. Stop by Linden and Malden Cement Block today to see a collection of Belgrade pavers and begin planning the backyard of your dreams. We are located on 636 Lynn Street in Malden. Visit us online at lindenmalden.com or call 781-324-7777. That's 781-324-7777.
You're listening to the North Shore's number one station for good time favorites and fun all weekend long. WBOQ Gloucester.
Your good time favorites. North Shore 104.9.
Who finds the money?
I know you got a mess of dough here.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Freedman Financial. I'm Alana Freedman, and welcome.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents. I'm here with my daughter, Alana. She's a little nervous in front of the microphone this morning, but, you know, it's also early for it's 8 o'clock in the morning, top of the hour. We've been here for about a half hour here in the studio talking about all sorts of things as it relates to money, trying to give you financial advice in a language you can understand. We've been talking about New Year's resolutions for 2014. We explained the idea that it may make sense to postpone one of your resolutions until February because, hey, you know, after Christmas, after New Year's, you're going to be all geared up and saying, I'm heading over to the gym and I'm going to start losing some of those pounds. And then you're going to walk into the gym and every treadmill is going to be taken because everybody's got the same idea. And so you're going to be discouraged. You're going to go, I'm not waiting for this. And you're going to turn around and walk back to your car and say, all right, I'll come back tomorrow. No, you won't. You're not coming back tomorrow. My guess is you set up your New Year's resolution for February, not for January. Use the month of January to get your financial house in order. We're here to help you prepare to get that ready, to put those assets in the right places, to make sure that you know how you're spending your money, to help you manage the way your dollars come in and out of your house, and to help you make smart decisions. If you have questions, if you want to learn a little bit more on how to do that, I hope you enjoy listening to the radio show. We try to provide that to you each and every Sunday right here on North Shore 104.9. If you want some personalized attention, please feel free to give our office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. I also want to let you know that today, December 29th, we've got a little promotion going. We want to give away one of the hottest electronic items that's out there today. And no, I'm not talking about a Surface. I'm not talking about a tablet. I'm not talking about an iBook or an iPhone. This is what everybody needs to keep all of this technology alive. It's called a Halo. And all it is, it's a portable charging device. It almost looks like a lipstick holder with a little insert plug on the back of it, which has then a plug that goes out and spreads out into four different pieces. You can charge your iPhone 4, your iPhone 5, your Android device, and anything that has a USB. And it's great. It holds charges for 2.5 charges. I happen to leave it in the center console of my car. I've got one for you. All you need to do, if you want to try to win this, one person's going to get this sent to them this weekend. All you need to do is go to my website, freedmanfinancial.com. That's Freedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Just put it in the comments section, and we will take good care of you. It's really my pleasure to be able to offer this gift to you, so thanks. But one of the things that we want to do is bring Alana back here on the microphone because we thought it would be kind of cool, as we know that the audience that listens to this show is probably not in Alana's demographic, which is 15 years old. The demographic is a little bit north of that age bracket. And Alana, do you even know what demographic means?
Maybe.
Okay. What do you think it means?
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay. So it means that they're older than you. The demographic, when someone is 16 and has a demographic of your age, means that they're generally around 16 years old. They go to high school. The typical person that's listening to this radio show is not probably the high school student, but they're probably a parent or grandparent of a high school student, and they want to be cool. They want to be able to hang around the Christmas tree, hang around the house on New Year's Eve. They want to have you over for that Martin Luther King dinner. Whatever it might be that you have your family over for, they want to be cool around the grandkids. So Alana and I have decided that we're going to share with you some of the hottest apps and items that the teenagers are using today that you can download as well for free onto your smartphone. and be part of the hip crowd and really be into what the kids are doing. So, Alana, what's the first app that you'd like to talk about today?
There's QuizUp.
Tell me about QuizUp.
Well, I've only played a little of it, but I just got it a few days ago. All you do is, like, there's a bunch of different categories, and you can pick, like, it goes from, like, Miley Cyrus to, like, Disneyland. Like, there's a bunch of different topics, and, like, you can play with, like, someone that you know, like, the username of someone else, or you can play with someone random, and it's really fun.
It's a quiz game. It's like a trivia game.
It's like a trivia game.
Now, you don't have to necessarily have Miley Cyrus or Disneyland as your topic. You could also have...
There's business ones. There's business. I don't know. There's, like, a whole topic under money.
One of the things that I think we do, as I know I play with my kids, is the logo category. It just what it does is a really cool app.
There's logos on QuizUp, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So how do we spell the app? Go ahead. Can you spell it?
QuizUp. Q-U-I-Z-U-P.
And you just go to the iCloud and you download QuizUp. It's a free app. But here's what happens. Like, on the quiz app, you find somebody else that you might be friends with through Facebook or elsewhere.
Yeah, if you want to find people on Facebook, it asks you right when you download it if you want to connect with Facebook, and you just connect with Facebook.
And then you'll be able to see all of your other friends who either are using QuizUp, or you can invite them to play QuizUp. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't matter where you are, you can be playing this trivia game. So all of a sudden, for instance, imagine the drawing for Pizza Hut's logo came up, but the words Pizza Hut were whited out. So that's one of the questions that might come up. You'll see this logo, and then you're going to get four options, and you're going to have the opportunity to answer what is the right logo. Now, you're answering it simultaneous to the other person playing the game, and you get points for how quick you respond and your accuracy, of course, and you continue to move up the charts, and you can play against one another. Now, you can pick the topics of logos, whether it's sports, whether it's money, whether it's fashion, whether it's in fact, believe it or not, there is a segment where you can actually challenge someone on how well you've been reading 50 Shades of Grey. That is true. There's actually a section in QuizUp on 50 Shades of Grey. There's also trivia questions on a whole bunch of television shows, mm-hmm. whether it's The Vampire Diaries, perhaps Gossip Girl, one of your favorite shows, is in there. Is Gossip Girl on there yet?
I haven't really played it that much. I just started playing.
All right. Well, let's move on to a different app. What's another app, Alana, that you're really liking these days?
Well, I used to really like Flow, but then I defeated all the levels, so now I can't play again.
But why did you think Flow is a pretty cool game?
I don't know. Like, it's kind of hard to explain. Like, it starts off easy, and there's just a bunch of, like, different colored dots, and there's two of each color, and you have to connect them without crossing any other mm-hmm. lines, and it makes a line. It's pretty easy, and it's fun.
But it gets harder and harder as you go along.
It starts off with, like, six different colors, and then it goes to, like, a big space with, like, 15 different colors.
And this one's called, what's the name of this app?
Flow, F-L-O-W.
Well, I know a lot of people use these apps called, what is it, Candy Crush? I know your mom plays Candy Crush. I'm not into any of those. Those are the Jewel games or Farmville or any of those things, but we haven't really played those, have we?
I don't, but a lot of my friends play that. Yeah. Well,
I will tell you, I think one of the coolest apps that I happened to be in my office this past week, and someone came in and they say, hey, I found this really cool app. And when they told me about it, I said, oh, we've been using that for a year or two, and it's called Snapchat.
Oh, yeah.
Alana, why don't you explain how Snapchat works?
Well, what you do is you take a picture, or you can do a video now. And what you do is you just, like, press the button, and you send it to someone. Mm-hmm. And it stays, like, you can set it as a specific time, like, 1 to 10 seconds. And the person only sees it for that amount of time that you choose, and then it just disappears.
So you're basically sending them a quick photo, and after they look at it for 10 seconds, it self-destructs within the phone, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like you're holding on to pictures. You're just sending a quick message that says, hey, I'm here. Now, tell me what this thing is with this little duck face that everybody makes on these pictures.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You make them every... All I do is I see you staring at your phone, making these little pucker faces.
I'm Snapchatting.
Yeah, but why do you have to make the duck face?
I don't know. Just... It's a face.
But you never make that in real life.
Yeah, would you like me walking up to you and be like, hey...
With a duck face?
Yeah.
Well, then why would you do that in a Snapchat?
Because it's like a 2-second picture. It doesn't matter.
So no one will remember what you looked like with a duck face. Oh, I guess I'm defeating you again. Or maybe you're being defeated by me. Or maybe you're feeling defeated. Do you have any other apps that you might recommend for people to download, Alana? You were talking about this Minion game that you liked, right?
Yeah, but it's
what's it called?
It's called Minion Rush. It's like, you probably know what Temple Run is. Like
well,
Subway.
You know what Temple Run is. I can't believe the audience would know what Temple Run is.
Maybe they do know. I don't know. But, like, it's like it's all these games with, like, one person running. You, like, swipe up to jump. You move side. And you just, like, go over all these obstacles. And it's really fun. And I like Minion Rush out of all of them the best.
Okay.
Like, it's fun. And there's minions. And they're cute.
Well, I think one of the coolest things that I've been seeing lately, you know, a lot of people are members of Facebook. Everybody has a Facebook account, and there's this part through the news feed section now.
Oh, where it plays the videos when you're sliding through.
Yeah, and that kind of freaks me out, is, you know, you're sliding through Facebook, and you're looking at all the comments, and all of a sudden the picture starts to move. I feel like I'm in one of these Harry Potter movies, you know, when he's climbing up the stairs, and he walks by the picture, and all of a sudden the picture starts to move and turn and talk to him. It's very creepy, I think. It's almost as if someone's watching you, but no, you're actually able to look at these videos. Almost simultaneously, they start to run.
No. No, but the weird thing is, if you're just sliding through, there's no sound. You have to click on the thing for sound. It moves, but there's no sound, and it's really weird.
So that's the secret. So there is sound behind those videos.
No, there is sound. You just have to click on it. There is sound. You just it's weird. It shows the video. But
because I didn't know that there was actually how to get the sound going. So you just provided a nugget of wisdom for the listening audience. So you want to explain that one more time? If you want to get sound to come out of your videos on Facebook, what do you do, Alana?
You have to actually click on them. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just my phone. Like, when I use my phone, because I use my phone for Facebook, and if I'm just sliding through, I'm like, why can't I hear anything? And then I click on the video. And then it will play.
Yeah. That's how it works. All right. I want to bring you back. Let's kind of go back to this New Year's financial resolutions stuff that we've been talking about. I hope you enjoyed those little app ideas. But I want to share with you a study that came out of Fidelity recently that talks about the 2014 New Year's financial resolution study that they performed. And I want to read to you something that's rather important. It says more Americans are resolving to make financial resolutions. It's actually at an all-time high. 54% of Americans say that they typically consider resolutions regarding their finances. This is up 54% since 2009, when 35% of Americans said that they were typically considering financial resolutions. Now, it seems to me that in 2009, when the market was at its all-time low, wouldn't that seem to be a good time where you might want to rethink and reflect on what your financial resolutions are and maybe position them forward? So here's just a perfect example of how I think that people are getting – people are talking about repositioning their financial resolutions this year when I think they need to be careful. It's once again something that I talked about early on in the radio show is that we're about to hit this five-year number where the average American right now has historically invested money when the five-year historical numbers on investments looked good. Well, that is about to roll forward in March. But if you're just embracing this concept that the market has been doing well and you're just about to put money in, folks, you're late to the game. The market's up 160, 170% since the doldrums of 2009. Now, I'm not saying that the markets can't go up higher. They will go up higher. They're going to go up higher. Will they stay there? Perhaps not, but will they ultimately get there and go back there again and reach new highs? Absolutely. But what I'm cautioning you about in January of this year is to be careful about putting new money to work right away. I want you to dollar cost average. I want you to be methodical about the way you put your money in. Don't just rip all the money out of the bank and throw it into some investment. And more importantly, more than anything else, please, please, please don't invest money if you need to use that money in less than 2 to 3 years. If that's money you're going to need for a down payment on a house, to purchase a car, to pay for a wedding, whatever it might be, I don't care what the markets are presenting themselves as potential opportunities to you, you can't afford to lose that money. Make sure that you're smart with it. Make sure you put it in a safe place. And be careful with how you're using your money. All right. One final thing before we take a break, I want to remind you about our free giveaway that we have today. We're providing some lucky listener is going to win one of the hottest electronic devices that's out there. It's a portable cell phone charger. It's called a Halo. If you go to Halo2Cloud, that's Halo2Cloud.com to see what these things are. They were the number one selling item on QVC this year. You can find them at Staples. You can find them at Office Max. They retail for $50 a piece. What this thing does is you can plug anything that needs a charge into it, and this actual charging device holds 2.5 times the charge. You're going to love this thing. If you want to try to win one, all you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Just put down your name and the word Halo into the instruction pan in the comment section, and you will be listed and eligible to win. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I want to thank Alana for providing us with some of these cute little iPhone app tips. And when we come back, we're going to dig deep into the mailbag. I got a question that people have been asking me over and over and over again this week. You're going to love this. We're going to be right back. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. No worries, no schedules, and no commotion. Wouldn't that be a great way to enjoy your retirement? Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Retirement is filled with rewards, but there's lots of confusing information out there about IRAs, 401ks, and Social Security benefits. You know, planning for retirement can be downright frightening. Isn't it time you got financial advice in a language you can understand? For over 40 years, we've helped individuals and families like you wade through the minutiae and focus on the big picture. If you're ready to get serious about your retirement plan, let's meet and discuss investment strategies that are right for you. For a free initial consultation or an information kit, call me at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered financial advisor.
Have you always dreamed of owning a Mini Cooper? Well, now is the time to make that dream come true. Mini of Peabody has aggressive year-end pricing on all their top-selling models and an extensive inventory to support December lease offers. Lease a 2013 Mini Cooper hardtop for only $174 a month. Or what about a four-door 2014 Cooper S Countryman All-4 for only $228 a month? Hurry in to Mini of Peabody today, located on Route 114 in Peabody, or online at minipeabody.com.
Do you wonder whether your investments, 401k, and Social Security income will be enough to support you in retirement? It's time to stop worrying and start planning. Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and Peabody, and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here Sundays from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. For more than four decades, Friedman Financial has provided individuals and families on the North Shore with clear answers to retirement questions. We listen to your goals, review your whole financial situation, and craft an investment strategy especially for you. At Friedman Financial, planning is what we do, and we present ideas to you in a language you can understand. For a free initial consultation, call Friedman Financial at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com.
Friedman Financial is an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Show me the money!
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I am president and CEO of Friedman Financial. Our financial planning firm is located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right near the North Shore Mall. For those of you that don't know, my father started our firm back in 1968. So we've been doing financial planning and investment management for a very long time and serving the North Shore, Merrimack Valley, and southern New Hampshire area. Frankly, 90% of our clients live within 10 miles of my office. And it's been our delight to be able to serve the needs of individuals and families right here in the local community. We see you out at the supermarket. We all go to the movie theaters together. Some of our kids all play soccer or baseball or basketball together. It's really great to be part of this community, and it's our pleasure to be able to provide you financial advice in a language you can understand and also provide you good, honest, genuine, authentic financial planning advice that serves the needs of the New England public, frankly. I'm in the process right now. In fact, I've got two more days left to submit my manuscript to the publisher for my book that's going to be called Retirement Planning for the Genius. Yes, you've all heard of the Idiot's Books and the Dummies Books. Well, there's a whole new series of publications that will land in Barnes & Noble and on Amazon and all the other bookstores in the area beginning 2014. It's a red cover rather than the – I think the Idiot's Book is – maybe white, and the dummy's book is yellow. This one's going to be nice, bright red. It's when I saw how many pages my book was going to be, it's almost 400 pages. I think you're really going to like it because it's really focused on the needs of individuals and families who are over the age of 50, have a, you know, will need in retirement an income somewhere between $4,000 and $10,000 a month to support their lifestyle. So, no, we're not talking about the super rich folks. We're not talking about people that are still buried in debt or will survive exclusively on Social Security. I'm talking about the real individual that's put some money aside that wants to be able to live a sustainable lifestyle that they've grown accustomed to after they're finished working. And I think you'll find a lot of useful tips and tools in that book. As it becomes published, I'll let you know more about it. We'll probably give some of the books away here on the radio show, and we'll also let you know where we'll be so that I can share some more of that information with you. But one of the things we like to do here in the final segment is to dig into the mailbag and answer some questions that we get from listeners. And one of the questions that I want to answer today is something that I received last week in several emails from clients of mine and from listeners that had one big question. And so let's go to the mailbag. It's mail time, folks, and I'm ready to answer your question.
Look, we've got mail.
It's the email. What, the email.
This week when we pull out our mailbag, we answer this one question that is a favorite of listeners, especially this year. I mean, I can't believe how many times I've received this question. Here it is. Mark, I just looked up my mutual fund online, and I noticed that my mutual fund dropped 20% in its share price, yet the market was up that day. What happened? Well, the quick answer to that is a capital gain distribution was paid to you, but that's not going to help you. You're not going to understand what the heck I mean by saying that. You may recall if you've been listening to this show each and every week for the past 4 or 5 weeks, I've been warning people that the likelihood of mutual funds paying this special distribution to shareholders is likely to happen this year, and here's the reason why. Look, the market is up rather dramatically. Some funds are up 20, 30, 40, 50% for the year. Well, that doesn't happen just accidentally. And sometimes portfolio managers, the guys that run the mutual funds that you own, want to retain some of those profits. So let's say, for instance, that one of the stocks in your mutual fund was Home Depot. And the portfolio manager had purchased Home Depot for $30 a share. And then this year, at some point, they sold it for $60 a share. Well, you can do the math. You can know that $30 is a profit that they made. They get their $30 as their original investment back, but then there was a $30 profit. The big question is, if you were to buy that and you sold Home Depot, you'd have to pay tax on that $30 gain, wouldn't you? Well, the mutual funds have to accumulate all of those gains that they've made over the course of the year, and, of course, the losses, too, and mush them all together and hold that in a separate bucket. Now, that bucket is part of the mutual fund share price every day. But in December, towards the end of the year, the mutual funds, by law, have to empty out that bucket that's holding all of the net profits. And when they empty out that bucket, all of a sudden, your share price is going to drop because there's no money left in there to account for that anymore. It just got paid out. So what happens is a big distribution can be paid out. Now, two things happen. You either get an extra check or you reinvest it back into your fund. Now, what is happening? Most people reinvest their dividends. They reinvest this special distribution. So what you'll see happen is that, yes, your share price did drop some 20% value or 5% or 4%, depending upon the fund. But what you'll also see is that you just got an increase in the number of shares you own, which is proportionate to the drop in value you saw. The problem is it doesn't happen on the same day. And that's what freaks people out. People will see the share price drop, but the number of shares don't get reported until 2 or 3 days later. So all of a sudden you thought you lost all this money. So no, you didn't lose money. Capital gain distributions are a part of investing. If you own them in a personal account, you have to pay tax on that distribution, regardless of whether you took the money or reinvested it. If it was in a retirement account, you don't have to pay tax on that money, but you'll still see the adjustment in the share price. Nevertheless, capital gain distributions happen when we have a good market, and we've had a very good market. But here's the downside, just to let you know. Don't be surprised if come March or April, when you're doing your taxes this year, if your tax preparer comes to you and says, oh, by the way, you owe a couple thousand dollars in taxes. I'm telling you now, your accountant isn't an idiot. He didn't screw up. She didn't make a mistake. She does know what she's talking about. The reality is you made money. And when you make money, sometimes you have to pay taxes. And with that, well, we approach almost the end of our show today. And I want to remind you about a few things. First of all, I hope you all cherish the time that you spent with your family over the past week during Christmas, and I hope you look forward to other celebrations come New Year's of this year. 2014 is poised to deliver a great year for us in the markets, but I want you to be cautiously optimistic. January and February are a great time to deal with financial resolutions. If now is the time to get serious about your retirement future, I'd really appreciate it if you'd give us a call, because I know we can help you. Our phone number is 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. I provide a free initial consultation to any listener of this show, and we'd love the opportunity to meet with you and see how we could help. The final thing I want to remind you about is we do have a free giveaway today. It is, like I've told you, the hottest item that's selling out there on the internet and in a lot of different stores. It's a portable charging device for your phone. It's not one of these cheapy deals. This is the real deal, which can charge your iPhone 4, your iPhone 5, your Android device, and any other device that has a USB plug to it. It's called a Halo. You can go to the website Halo2Cloud, Halo, the number 2cloud.com, to see what I'm talking about. You can find it in Staples. You can find it in Office Max. But I have a bunch of them in my office, and I want to give one to a lucky listener. So if you'd like to be provided with one for free, I will send it off to you. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, Financial.com. Just go into the little section there, put in your email address, write in the word Halo, or say, hey, I'd like to win, or hey, come up with some really cool reason as to why you should be the winner. You fill in that information, and we will select somebody on Monday morning and get that Halo sent off to you. All right. We are up against the end of the half hour, approaching 8:30. We need to make room for Dana Hersey to get in here and do his retirement radio show. But I do want to pay special attention here and give a special shout-out of appreciation to my daughter, Alana, who's busily twisting her cord and checking her tweets and going on to wherever she goes, Snapchatting. I hope, though, that you enjoyed my father-daughter chat with my daughter, Alana. I know you've met many of my children in the past. Alana was the chosen recipient this week during school vacation week. Alana, how was it?
Good.
Good. One word I get from my daughter. Man, you are so much more talkative at home, but I get one word from you. Thanks so much. I really appreciate your time. I want to thank my producer, Jay, for running the show today. And we are out of here, folks. It's a couple days till New Year's. Have a wonderful time. Don't drink too much. Drive safely. And we will see you back here next Sunday. My name is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.